Let the new console games begin.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday the 15th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. If you know someone who stayed up all night last night, they might have just been waiting in line to buy a PlayStation 4. Sony's latest video game console drops today. And a week from today, Microsoft's console, the Xbox One, will get its release. But even though there's been a ton of gamer anticipation for the new consoles, there may be even more for the parent companies. Both tech giants are hoping their latest gadgets go way beyond gaming. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Earlier this year, Microsoft gave the public a sneak peek at its Xbox One. Morningstar analyst Rodney Nelson says the way company executives talked about the new device was revealing.
This is something where you can have every application you could want, be it TV, movies, music, and oh, by the way, we have a great lineup of games to go along with them.
Makes sense. Video game sales are down. Consulting firm PricewaterhouseCoopers says they fell from nearly $30 billion in 2008 to $25 billion last year. Frost and Sullivan analyst Dan Rayburn says the challenge for the companies is enticing non-gamers to buy the consoles. But Rayburn says it's a tough sell if all you want is Netflix and Hulu.
You can get those through connected TVs. You don't even have to buy an additional box. Most new connected TVs come with all this built in.
Rayburn says when you consider that PlayStation is being sold for $399 and Xbox One at $499, it's even harder to imagine the video game consoles will be must-have staples. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
While a lot of gamer talk over the next few weeks will be all Xbox and PlayStation, there's been a lot of buzz this fall about a whole different way to play. Valve is a company that makes games for PCs, but also consoles and mobile devices. It delivers its games with a distribution company called Steam. Many consider Valve and Steam to be more of a big gaming tent. And in that tent is a new console called the Steam Box. BBC tech correspondent Leo Killian got an exclusive peek recently. He says Steam Box could be a big disruptor in the gaming market.
This is kind of a bit of a challenge to the Xbox, to the PlayStation, to the Nintendo Wii. They're trying to bring PC gaming into the living room. So these are going to be special PC boxes running on their own operating system that connect to your TV. It comes with a kind of very strange-looking controller, which was the last of their announcements. This thing doesn't have the typical joypads you have. You have two kind of feedback controls that you can kind of move about and vibrate in your hands.
No joysticks, but these sort of like round pads that you sort of press on, right?
That's exactly right. And some of the companies have been trialing it. They've said actually it gives you an immense amount of control. The question is, because it's so different to what people are used to, will they want to make that adjustment?
After looking carefully at this company, do you think that we're going to be hearing a lot more about Valve and Steam in the next few years?
I certainly think there's going to be a lot of attention paid to them. There's a question about whether somebody who already owns a machine that might have cost them $2,000 sitting in their office or their bedroom, do they really want another machine stuck next to the TV?
Leo Killian is a technology reporter for the BBC. Leo, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben.
It's Friday, so time to play a video game version of Silicon Tally. Stee Curran hosts the gaming radio show One Life Left in London. Stee, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Are you ready to play Silicon Tally, the game where I and a worthy adversary, this week you, try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am so excited.
All right, good. I've got a number for you. You ready?
I'm ready.
23 titles.
This must be the number of titles available at launch for one of the systems.
It's actually the number of confirmed titles that will be available at launch for both systems. 23 titles
right.
Each, apparently. And I'm going to count that as a you answered it correctly. So you got a number for me? Hit me.
Okay, I'm going to go for 10.1 million downloads.
All right, I'm going to guess the number of PlayStation 4 apps that have been downloaded.
Okay, that's an interesting guess, but I'm afraid it's incorrect.
Oh!
10.1 million downloads. That's the number of times Football Manager 2013 has been pirated, including 3.2 million downloaders in China and one inside the Vatican.
All right, I get another number for you. 20 sharks.
Is this one of these things that has a different meaning over there, the word shark?
No, I'm talking literal sharks.
Literal sharks. I'm completely stumped by this.
All right. The number of tiger sharks guarding one of the first Xbox One consoles. It's sealed in a waterproof container at the bottom of a shark tank in an aquarium in Auckland, New Zealand.
That's unbelievable. I wouldn't risk it with one, but maybe there's people out there who would.
In a way, I feel like one almost might be more scary than 20.
Yeah, I suppose it depends how it looks at you with its beady shark eyes.
All right, you got another number for me?
7.5 out of 10.
Is the score that most gamers give Grand Theft Auto 5?
7.5 is the mark that consumer review site Polygon gave to the PlayStation 4. They said, well, you know, it's an interesting piece of kit, but the games aren't quite there yet.
Steve Curran is the host of One Life Left, a radio show about video games in the UK. Steve, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
We've got an online quiz that goes along with Silicon Tally this week. If you think you've got what it takes, head to our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.